Let us now present our request to the Lord. Time for prayer. Time of confession of sin. Time of thanksgiving. Time of presenting our request to God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 8. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Let us now present our request to the Lord. Let us have clear mind about the forgiveness of God. Let us have clear mind about the answer of a prayer, His presence in our life, about His promise when He said, be careful for nothing, don't be anxious. Whatever situation you are in, present your request to God, whether you have financial problems, things out of your control, family problem, educational problem, things that is beyond your understanding and control, the Lord is at hand, the Lord is near. Oh God, I present to you my request, my petition, my supplication. Lord, I am looking for alms from you in the name of Jesus. Hear my prayer. I trust you, God. You are great God. There is no one like you. Hear our prayer. Provide, oh God. I trust you. Do miracles in the name of Jesus. We magnify your name. We adore you. Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior. Thank you, Jesus. God knows the pain in your heart, the strength in your heart. Present Him your request. Pray now for your family. You want to first pray for his husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your brother and sister. Those among them who are unsaved, I pray in the name of Jesus, they will come to know you, O Lord. You promise and say, O God, if you believe you and your household will be saved in the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. We magnify you. We adore you. We bless your holy name. You are great, God. There is no one like you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for your presence leading us into victory. Bless our wives, bless our children, bless our husbands, our parents. Give them good health, provide for us, pray for harmony, mutual understanding, agreement in the spirit, unity. O God, that our families will give you glory and honor, O God. Help us to work out that our families, O Lord, will be testimony to others to follow you and to know you and to walk in your way. O God, answer our prayer. Pray now for the country from where you came, the country that you are living now, to those who are here, to those who are hearing this service in other places. Pray for your country. Pray for the nation that God has placed you in. As you pray, God will bless that nation and God will bless you. Pray for the city that I brought into exile so that when you prosper too. According to your promise of God in Jeremiah 29, verse 7, O Lord, we pray for the city of Al-Ain, UAE, and also we agree to pray for the other nations and the city where your people are spread, O God. I pray also, God, for the country I came from, Iraq, O God, we pray for them to know and follow you, Lord, prosper them. To surrender their life and ways unto you, Lord. I pray for the nation of Philippines, O God. Let your word spread, O God. First for that nation, the nation of India, the nation of Indonesia, Kuwait, O Lord, other countries in the Middle East, O God. Lord, I pray for Oman. I pray also, Lord, for the nations of Africa, that our brothers and our sisters are there, O Lord. We pray for Malawi. We pray for Sierra Leone. Pray for the nation of America, Australia, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, O God, wherever your people are still praying, bless these places, O God. I pray for the kings and the governors and those rulers, that as we pray that God will give us peace, Lord, we pray for peace in all these nations so that your word will be preached, O God. I pray, O Lord, to touch the kings and those rulers and authorities so that they will know you and follow you and walk in your ways in the name of Jesus. Lord, hear our prayer. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Lord, we bless you, we magnify you. We adore you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. Thank you, Lord, for showing us the way. Thank you, Lord, for your word that guides us. Lord, we pray now for the church. We pray for all the members, all the workers, all the congregation that is scattered, the family, the few members in different places. Oh God, the prayer of your church expand. We pray for their protection. We pray for the filling of the Holy Ghost. We pray you give spiritual gifts. I pray for more evangelism, that your word will be preached, O God, and people will be reached out. I pray, O Lord, as you fill us with the Holy Ghost, our life will be a great testimony for others to know you, to follow you, to walk faithfully in the truth of your word. O God, lead us to people, lead us to villages, lead us to cities, lead us to nations, lead us to countries, lead us to language and group of people, Lord. Those who are ready, and even those who are not ready, those who are praying to you, and those who have not heard about you, those who have not even thought about you, those who have never called about you, Lord, here you are. Send us to whom you want us to go in the name of Jesus. We commit ourselves. Let's commit ourselves to serve the Lord and to reach people and to serve them as we are serving God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Anoint the stand for worship, O God. Anoint the worship today. Anoint the songs. Anoint the message. Do miracles and wonder, O Lord. Even as your word you preach, O God, as we sing together, inhabit the praise of your people as you promised. Give healing, give wonders, give joy and peace. Guide and provide. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand in His presence. All having declared the glory of the risen Lord. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, God. All heaven. Oh. To worship you alone and save you in the name of Jesus. You are the Lord. Through our power of God, share our mighty hand of miracles and wonder in our lives. Bring people to the knowledge of salvation and save people from sin and from death. Love your hand to the Lord and thank you.
Yes, the Lord and He recognizes the Lord.
Thank you.
impossible with you.
We trust you, Lord, for miracles and wonder and favor and do mighty things on behalf of each and every one of us, on behalf of your church and your people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We are forever grateful to you, O God. You did not wait for us, but you came down from heaven to reveal yourself to us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And whatever worship, let your sheep, O God, be fed, O God, today. Be yourself be quenched in the name of Jesus.
I'll wait for me to draw near to you, but you draw yourself a prayer of humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your calling to me, and I'm forever
Oh, Lord.
Come, dear angel.
Lord, we give our life to you, I give my life to you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we give our life, O God. For you, O Lord, you have prayed to us in Christ Jesus. You have accepted us into our perfect plan. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, even today. You reveal your will and force within every one of us. We are seeking your face. We want to hear your voice. We want to know your direction, O God, for us in our life. The next step that you want to lead for our families, our wives and our children, your church, the ministry. Oh God, we trust you, Lord, that you reveal yourself. We thank you, God. We bless you, God, and our prayer of your people. And those that cry out to you, Lord, in their request, in their petition, answer them and reveal your will and the truth to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let us receive this time now to give to the Lord that belongs to him. Bring the whole child into the storehouse, say the Lord, so they are received in my house. And also Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 and verse 10. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 and verse 10 says, honor the Lord with the substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase, so shall thy barn be filled with plenty, and their presses shall burst out with a new wine. As we bring our tithes and offering, our first fruits, the Lord will bless us, the Lord will make our barns filled with plenty, and our presses shall burst out with a new wine. Lord, thank you and praise you for all your people who brought to you their tithes and offerings and festivals, Lord. Whatever we offer to you is only coming from you. I pray in the name of Jesus, you bless this amount. Use it for glory, bless who give. Whoever give, I pray, Lord, you return back to them 1,000 times. The visit devour in their life. Let them have overflowing and plenty, Lord. No place to keep the blessing. And I pray, Lord, wisdom upon those who use this money that will be multiplied, and also your grace upon it. I pray for protection for the jobs, the visas, the income of fruit in every member of your church and your people. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Even as we move, Lord, forward for your word, anoint my lips, O God, and put verses and statements to lead, to preach your word, to tell the word that you want to tell to your people. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in His name. Amen. We continue today speaking about King Hezekiah, and we will learn lessons from his life. Let's now open our Bible to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20. Last week we stopped up to verse 11, when Hezekiah was sick, and then we witnessed how the Lord healed him. And now we will read from verse 12 to verse 19, what happened after Hezekiah was healed. At that time, 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 12 to verse 19, at that time, Berodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them, and showed him all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold, and the spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, what said this man, and from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in thy house? And Hezekiah answered, all the things that are in mine house, have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house, and that which thy father hath laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the kings of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord, which thou hast spoken. And he said, it is not good if peace and truth be in my days. God, thank you for your word. And come before the name of Jesus. And at my lips, put verse and statement. Let your word be explained. Whatever lesson you want to teach us, you want to direct us with your word. Let it be done. Take your word beyond these walls. Not only to those who are here listening, but in other places where the message will be sent, I pray, for the conviction of the Holy Spirit to convince your people to repent of their own ways and to come back to you, that their heart is united with you. They will have perfect heart and walk before thee. We thank you, Lord. You are the one who will turn the people back to you, O God. I pray the message will bring enlightenment, wisdom, correction, direction, and clear instruction. Even today, those who pray, those who ask asking questions, let the message give an answer to their question. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in this name. Amen. King Hezekiah, when he became king, he was 25 years old. He reigned 29 years. The first 14 years we tackled last week. He had done a lot of marvelous things. The second part of his life, the second part of his reign, that is the 15 years that God had to his life, God gave him a new assignment and a new task, as we have read, to put his house in order. And for that task, God gave him 15 years to work it out. Now, just after the hearing of King Hezekiah, and let me explain something to you, that the sickness of Hezekiah and the siege of Jerusalem by Sennacherib is all came out at one, almost at one time. Some people, they say that his sickness after the siege of Jerusalem by the Assyrian army, and some they say it is just one time. But the point here is that clearly there is a new assignment for King Hezekiah. There is a new assignment for me, a new assignment for each and every one of us, how to conduct our life and our household, preparing them that the message will be passed into the new generation. Now, what we have read here, there is something that happened, that some visitors from Babylon, they hear about what had happened, that, and they send letter, and they give gift to King Hezekiah, and he receives them, welcome them. And after they left, Isaiah went to him, and then Isaiah inquired of him what had happened. And after King Hezekiah told him everything, we have read something strange in verse 17 and 18. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house, and that which thy father hath laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And it's a very heavy prophecy, and something is very heavy for King Hezekiah to receive, and we may ask why. And he told the most of their servants, and thy sons that shall issue from thee, your children, with thou shall be God, shall they take away, and they shall be enough in the palace of the king of Babylon. He called him, your descendants are coming from you directly. Your own children, your descendants, your household, they'll become later on enough into the Babylonian. You know, we need to understand why why Isaiah spoke such heavy rebuke and such, you know, heavy prophecy that he said to Hezekiah. Now, we may analyze certain things when we know the history of what happened. At the time of King Hezekiah, the country of Babylon, we know that Babylon later on destroyed Israel. The country of Babylon, they were under the Assyrians. They were controlled by the Assyrians. They were just a province of Assyria. And they were trying to overcome Assyria, but they were not able. They were taken by the Assyrians. The Assyrian army were besieging Jerusalem. If we will read chapter 19, 2 Kings chapter 19, and verse 35, we may understand why they came and why Isaiah was angry with Hezekiah and why God was upset with him. In verse 35, it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrian and 185,000 soldiers were killed by angel of the Lord over one night. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead carcasses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass that he was worshipping in the house of Nesbush, his god, that Adrammelech and Sherez and Sheridan, his son, smote him with the sword, and they escaped to the land of Armenia. And Adarhadun, his son, reigned in his place. So here, the army of Sennacherib, and the king himself was killed and destroyed. And, you know, the Babylonians, they know who is the Assyrian. They know that such army cannot be defeated. So when they know that they were defeated at Jerusalem, they ensure that King Hezekiah has a power more than the Assyrians. So they came in order to make some sort of a friendship with him, congratulating him that the enemy that we could not able to deal with, you, a person, are able to deal with. But you know that it's not Hezekiah who dealt with that enemy, it is God himself. Now, the shortcomings of Hezekiah, he did not receive them as a nation God will give to be under him. He received them as a friend, as a people like him, and he will come. Then, you know, the message of God, if I have given you the Assyrian, why you still you need to put your hand in a friendship with the Babylonian? And he opened his house and his treasury. And what God told him, why he gave him the 15 years? Put your house into order. The very thing that God gave him 15 years, that the very thing he did not do. When he made a friendship with the Babylonian, and we will know who are they later on in the message. When he made a friendship with them, and why he made a friendship with them? They brought him a letter, and they brought him also gifts. Many of us, when somebody speaks nice to you, give you gifts, and we tell you are so good, yeah? You are already relaxed with that person. You already, oh, this person is very good to me. That is where Hezekiah was without discernment when he met those people. You know, actually the scripture say that he was glad with the gift, when they give him gift. Why they give him gift? If they are powerful as he is, they will give him gift? No, they will not give gift. They want to use him to be over the Assyrian, against the Assyrian. He could tell them as a nation under him not to make a friendship with him. And he go with his boasting, he show off everything. He opened that treasure. Let me ask one question. When he was sick, Who went to him and helped him in his sickness? When he was besieged by the king of the Assyrians, to whom he sent for a prayer? He sent for the prophet Isaiah. Now my question here, when now there's a party and there's a gift and there's appreciation and all, everything now okay, he's well, the enemy defeated, yeah? And those people, this sort of delegation, they came from Babylon. Why he did not send for the prophet Isaiah to be with him? Why he forget the prophet Isaiah? Many people, when they are in tightness, they are with the man of God. They ask the prayer, they are walking faithfully. Once they are relieved materially, no sickness, no problem, they will start to do their own. Why I did not call for Isaiah? Why I did not tell him, come, we have parties from Babylon are coming. He did not call Isaiah for one reason, because he knows Isaiah will not agree about such things. He will not agree that he will come to meet the Babylonians. Now the question here, why God did not send Isaiah before he meets them, before King Hezekiah will meet the Babylonians? Why God did not say to Isaiah, you go and tell Hezekiah don't meet them? Why God did not do it? Why God did not do it? Why God was, when Hezekiah was sick, Isaiah went by the messenger from the Lord. Why here God did not send Isaiah to tell him, don't meet these people, those are dangerous people, those are, they will destroy you, those are, they will bring your descendants to hell? Why he did not say, why God did not do it? You know what Isaiah had prophesied has taken place. He told him, from the royal seed they will take them as eunuchs. You know, in the book of Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 3, we can see how the prophecy of Isaiah was fulfilled. It says, and the king spake unto Ashkenaz, the master of his eunuchs, and that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes. See what Isaiah says? He said, I want those people, children of Israel, and of the king's seed from Judah, from the king's seed, the grandchildren of Hezekiah, and of the princes, children, in verse 6, now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. That's where the prophecy of Isaiah taking place. And Daniel was taken based on that prophecy, because Hezekiah opened his house, to the Babylonians. Now my question here, why God did not send Hezekiah, why he did not take Isaiah before that to warn him not to do it? You know, certain time that give warning. Certain time God will not give warning, there's a reason behind that. If you will read 2 Chronicles chapter 32, now here's the point here, the message here of Isaiah. Isaiah was a man of God, his heart was with God. Isaiah, the message of God through Isaiah, and that was in the heart of Isaiah, the next generation. Hezekiah, his heart was with the present blessing, not with the next generation. So Isaiah and Hezekiah, basically both of them, they worship God, both of them prayerful, both of them are doing good work of God. But Isaiah has a perfect heart. Hezekiah is not a perfect heart. Isaiah, his heart was with God. Hezekiah, his heart was with the world. in the book of 2 Chronicles and chapter 52 and verse 31 say, howbeit in the business of the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, who sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land, God left him to try him, that he might know all that was in his heart. Have you got the point here? Why God did not say Isaiah and told him, don't meet these people. Don't open your heart for them. Don't make a friendship with them. Don't show them your blessing that God give you. Because God wants to see what is in his heart. And they came with a letter and nice gift. He collapsed. When he saw the gift, you know, in the book of Isaiah, chapter, I think 39. Chapter 39, Isaiah 39. And verse 1 and 2 says, Datam Merodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah. For he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. Oh, so that is, so that is the reason. They hear that he was sick, get recovered. He defeated the Assyrian army. They were inquiring, as we have read, they were in book of 2 Chronicles, they were inquired about the wonders that happened in the land. That's how come 1,185,000 soldiers were killed over one night, and the king Sennacherib go back to his home, and he was killed by his two sons. Who was doing all that in verse 2? And Hezekiah was, reading your Bible, was, in verse 2, and Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the heart of his precious things. So when they come, he was happy or sad about it. He was glad, yeah, they brought him gifts. And they brought him letter, yeah, and when he saw them, he was happy. And we get the point now, why he did not send for Isaiah? Why he did not send for Isaiah? There's gift, there's party, there's food. And Isaiah, he will come with his khaki clothes and his fasting, and he will rebuke, and those they are wearing, you know, those who came from Babylon, Merdechai Baladan, what they are wearing and when they are speaking. Yeah? Isaiah will not approve this. The Bible says he was glad. He was glad of them and showed them the house of his precious things. God told him, put your house in order. The first things he did when he left Isaiah, the first things he did, he opened his house to worldly people, to people who does not fear God. Now here's the point. Hezekiah was a selfish person. As long as I recover, God remove the enemy, let me now enjoy my life. Let me now enjoy the blessing that God had given to me. How about your descendants? As long as I'm enjoying, what is the problem? If my descendants will go to Babylon, they can study there. They have good colleges in Babylon, they have all the facilities, and that is here when today the people of God listen to this very well. We have studied that Hezekiah, when he prayed, when he cried to God, God answered him, and also Isaiah answered him. It's not about answer a prayer. It's not about that when we pray, God answered a prayer. It's about where the stand of our heart today with God. Are we willing that our children one day will be taught by the Babylonian? You know, there's an idea of of the standardized education. We don't think what will happen to our children when we leave them into the world and guided by us. Let's go to 2 Kings. The book of 2 Kings. When God just had given Isaiah 15 years. God has already just given Hezekiah 15 years and he told him that this 15 years I give you to put your house in order. What he did? He was not careful to put in his house in order. He was not careful to set a good future for his descendants. And you know, when God sent Isaiah to rebuke him and to give him that heavy prophecy, listen to me, this is not a curse. This prophecy is not a curse. This prophecy, yes, Isaiah say it, but it can't be reversible. Have you understand me today? That prophecy was based on something wrong in the attitude of his, because God is exposing him that his heart is not with God. His heart is with the worldly people. It's for him it's fine that people like Birudas, Beladim, they can't come into his house. It's fine with him, but it's not fine with God, because when they will come in, they will destroy the next generation, our children. Our children will be destroyed when they are mixed up with the worldly people. Yes, we may in the abroad to send them to good colleges, but in these good colleges, like Daniel was in a good college in Babylon, they may be corrupted by the Babylonians. Listen here. When God sent Isaiah to give him this prophecy, it's not a curse. That's a warning. Even the message today is a warning. This message today is a warning. God had given us 15 more years. God had given him 15 more years. I need to work it out that my son and my grandchildren and children and disciples, those who are willing to follow, they will not be under the Babylonian toward the people. What was the answer of Hezekiah when he was corrected? Did he repent? Did he say, okay, I am wrong, I should not meet them? Have you get the point? In verse 19, then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. It is good. And he said, it is not good if peace and the truth be in my days. He told him, okay, I am enjoying my life, I have peace, I have no problem, I have money, I have a treasure. Okay, the enemy gone. So God answered my prayer, why you are angry with me? Did he accept that what he did is wrong? That when he opened his house to those Babylonians, when he opened his house to the ambassador of Birudah, Baladan, is wrong? He did not accept it. And what he bought of what he has of material things. Many Christians today, they will starve to boast with their blessing. They say that if God is not happy with us, why he should give us all these blessings? But we should not forget that the patience of God leads us to repentance. The patience of the Lord, even today, I don't know to whom God is speaking, but it's very clear to me, I should not put my hand and compromise with the people and consider them, me and them are the same when it comes to God and his plan for me and for my household and for my children and grandchildren. When Isaiah asked Hezekiah what they saw in verse 15, and he said, what have they seen in their house? And Hezekiah answered, all the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasuries that I have not shown them. Hezekiah, he considered all the money, all the treasure, it is for him, not for God. All what is in his house is for him, not for God, and that's another sin. He did not consider that all what he has is for God, and he needs to manage it according to the will of God. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 38, you see how when we study the scripture to show us clearly what, in which way we fail God, in which way that God is correcting us and bringing us back. So I understand here today, all the blessings that I have today is from God. Second, all the blessings that I have is not for me, it's for Him. I need to be careful and good steward in a way to manage my family, my household, that my children and grandchildren and their children, they will not finally go to be under Murdoch, Merodach Baladan and his power. And I should not speak covenant with such kind of people. In Book of Isaiah chapter 38 and verse 9, the book of Isaiah written by the prophet Isaiah, the writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness. When he recovered from his sickness, he wrote a testimony. He testified how God was good to him, but he did not do good toward God. He did not do good toward the next generation. Let me tell you something. Many people, they consider the education of their children more priority and more important than God Himself. They will allow their children to go to a places. It might be dangerous for them, but as long as they get good education, that's fine for them. That is the sin that God is dealing today. Jesus say, what is highly appreciated among men is abominable in the sight of God. In that scene, I will read this. He's writing his testimony. Even he testified, he wrote a book, but he did not do what he wrote. I said in the cutting of my day, I shall go to the gates of the grave, I am deprived of the residue of my years. He said, I will die, I not enjoy my life. God was hearing him. I said, in the cutting of my days, I shall go to the gates of the grave, I am deprived of the residue of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. Mine age is departed and is removed. From me as a shepherd stand, I have cut off like a weaver my life. He will cut me off with the binding sickness. From the even tonight will thou make an end of me. I recount till morning that as a lion, so will he break all my bones. From days even tonight will thou make an end of me. Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove, mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed, and they'll take for me. What shall I say? He has both spoken unto me, and himself has done it. I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So will thou recover me and make me to live. He was crying to God for healing, and he was sick. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou art in love to my soul. Deliver it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known the truth. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore he will sing, therefore we will sing my song to the string instrument all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. That is his testimony. For Israel has said, let them take a lump of figs and lay it for a plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover. Ezekiel also has said, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord? That's all that he testified. In chapter 39, we can read exactly after Herod's testimony, exactly after God recovered him, exactly after God had given him 15 years, that time, Merodach Baladam, the son of Baladam, king of Babylon, sent letter and present to Hezekiah. Exactly after the God answered his prayer, he sent him quiz and test for his heart. Nowadays people, they go to medical, they will take the ECG, cardiac echo, cardiac exam, maybe the profile. Yeah? But this all will not bring us life. We need to be checked by the Holy Spirit to set our heart right with the Lord. We need to take seriously the correction, the rebuke, the instruction that we receive from God's word and from one another. Now we understand very well why Isaiah, when Hezekiah did this, he rebuked him and he gave him such a warning. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse 24, in those days Hezekiah was sick to the death, and he prayed unto the Lord, and he spake unto him, and he gave him a sign. In verse 25, but Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem. He was proud after God's deliverance. After God bless him and God bless us, God deliver us, we have pride. You know, the point that Hezekiah did not agree with Isaiah is about the next generation. Isaiah, his heart, that we need to keep the heritage of what we walk today is the same for our children and our descendants. Hezekiah, his agenda is that as long as we are getting the blessing of God, let us enjoy today with them. Let me tell you the meaning of Isaiah. The meaning of Isaiah, God has saved. And the meaning of Hezekiah, God is my strength. And you know the meaning of Merodach Baladan. The meaning of Merodach Baladan is the worshiper of Baal. Those who worship Baal. In the book of Ezekiel, he said when God took Ezekiel to the temple, there were people worshipping the god Tammuz, that is of Babylon. They were faced to the east. They were worshipping him in the house of God. That is where when Hezekiah met the ambassador of Merodach Baladan, because what you born on earth will be born in heaven, what you lose on earth will be lost in heaven, when he allowed this to take place, they brought their idols into the house of God. And we understand later on why Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonians. Let me tell you one more thing, because we should understand why the judgment of God. God will not judge unless he has all the proof. God give us warning. The prophecy of Isaiah, even the word of God today, is a warning for us, is a warning for me. I will not allow my son to be under Merodach Baladan and his descendant, because the cause of knowledge should not be cause for the faith that God has given to us. God fulfilled his promise. He gives Hezekiah 15 years. And if we read 2 Chronicles chapter 33, let us see how God is just. 2 Chronicles chapter 33, the same. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. Manasseh is the son of Hezekiah. How old is he when he was became a king? Huh? How old is he? Can you make your voice loud? 12 years old. So he was born during the last 15 years that God gave to Hezekiah. Right or wrong? Yes, right. Let us see what Manasseh did. And he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem, verse 2, but did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abomination of the heathen, whom the Lord has cast out before the children of Israel. So what he did, right or wrong, Manasseh? Wrong. So Hezekiah has put his house in order or no? No. Do you want your children? They can finish good colleges. They can get good passports also. They can live in America, whatever place is famous in the world. They can read good universities. But do you want them to do it in the sight of God? It's up to you. It's up to you. Remember this. Isaiah and Hezekiah, both of them worshipper of God. Both of them prayed. Both of them served God. Both of them did good things. But Isaiah, his heart was with God. Hezekiah, his heart was with Beroda. Beloved. Let us repent today. 15 years ahead of us. Let us not be like Hezekiah. Even during the 15 years, God gave him another son, Manasseh. He should raise him up in the fear of God. He did evil. He did evil more than any king of Judah. Lord, have mercy on us. Thank you, God. You have given us your word. I trust you, God, that you will work it out in our lives. I pray the Holy Spirit guard and guide this message in our heart to be faithful to you. Oh, God, I commit myself, Lord, oh, God, under your Holy Spirit examination, power, Lord, whatever things and please unto you, in the name of Jesus, I am not willing, O God, my children, my descendants to be under Birodach, Baladin, O God. I am willing to give up everything, O Lord. O God, I pray that you give deep understanding of your word to the people here who listen. And those in other places who are listening to your word, give them deep understanding, O God. So they will understand the sin that they need to repent of and to give up their love for worldly things and knowledge, for taking the faith and moving away from you. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. God, thank you for your word that you show us the truth. Walk in our lives, O God. That every one of us to be faithful, to be repentful, to be fearful to you, to acknowledge the rebuke and the correction and work it out for the goodness of our children, our families. Lord, we commit our lives to put our families in order, our ministry, our churches, our congregations, our members in order. We thank you in this name. Amen.
Wonderful Savior, I know for sure. All of my days are held in your hand. Trust in your care.
God has better plans for you and for our children.
Into your presence, God, your Holy Spirit.
Teach me the Lord.
Teach me the Lord. The Lord of my life. Through your
thank you for the correction of your word to us, that we should focus on raising our children in the fear of yours, not focus on the academic noise and standardization that may bring them one day under the road of millennium. We don't want our children to be under such things of God. with the worshipper of God. I pray in the name of Jesus that your word has come today. A fertile soul that will retain your word and with perseverance will produce hundredfold fruit. God, answer the prayers of people, solve problems, provide any, do miracles, bless our families, and see that we, as we set our hearts to put our families and houses in order. God bless us in large work of recovery. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not sin. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.